I'd like to welcome Todd Fernando, Victorian Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities on this Ida Hobbit Day. Hi, Todd, and acknowledging Ida Hobbit Day with you today.
Hi, Ange and Joy listeners. Happy Ida Hobbit. How are we this morning?
Yeah, not too bad,
well, it's
Todd.
It's afternoon now.
Yeah, it's actually afternoon. I know you've had a really busy day, and it's been a busy day for our community and quite a special one to really acknowledge the International Day Against all sorts of phobias towards rainbow people. So it's such a special day. And Todd, I know you've been out and about with the minister, and you've actually made a pretty significant announcement today regarding some resources to help, rural and regional communities, schools, businesses, health services, all sorts of organisations that interact with our people to help them become more inclusive. What's this all about, and why is it important?
That's right. Today we've launched the Rainbow Ready Roadmap, which is a series of resources that aim to support regional rural communities to drive inclusion for LGBTIQ plus people. The resource, Rainbow Ready Roadmap, was developed to address the inequalities experienced by LGBTIQ plus people, and they include a step-by-step guide on how groups, service providers, organisations and businesses can identify, plan, monitor and evaluate their progress towards LGBTIQ plus pride and equality across Victoria, which is a pretty exciting initiative from the Victorian government and really strengthens and bolsters support for LGBTIQ plus people.
Todd, congratulations to you and to the government, but also I suppose from a community organisation perspective, I've jumped on the webpage to have a little bit of look, you know, at what the resources are, because when you hear the word resources, you think, well, what does that mean actually? And perhaps from a person who's an ally of the community, not a member of the community, a simple way to explain, and this is my understanding, and please correct me, Todd, if it's not right, but a simple way to explain it is there's a set of guides to help you, first of all, understand for your particular setting, what are the ways that you can be more inclusive, and particularly what are the ways that you can engage the rainbow community to help you do this work, to plan this work. The resources start with a setting guide for each kind of setting, and then they encourage you to assess your current state of inclusivity, create an action plan and assess the success of the action plan and the change you've made from implementing that action plan. How does that sound as a process, Todd? Have we hit the money?
you are selling the vision of Pride, which is very good. Look, it's exactly spot on, Ange. But essentially, what communities in regional rural Victoria have told us is that for many organisations, Rainbow Tick is too costly or resource intensive.
Yep.
And so the Rainbow Ready Roadmap is a step before Rainbow Tick and allows communities to get Rainbow Ready. So it is that self-auditing tool so that communities can go to these organisations and allies and say, listen, this is where we're at. This is the state of play of pride in our community, and let's build a vision towards strengthening that. So it gives organisations a low-cost, no-cost option to really figure out what pride and equality looks like for them in that community, and together they will build then a stronger plan for increasing participation of LGBTIQ plus people, but also educating allies on the ground and those who have yet to be allies to come along on the path and on the journey of equality in a way that doesn't mean big dollars or big resources needing to be had, but gives the agency to local pride networks on the ground to do the work.
Yeah, fantastic.
To be supported to do the work.
Yeah, look, exactly, Todd. And I think for, allies or people to become allies, they may be saying, well, I don't know where to get started. You know, we want to be more inclusive. We know that we can improve the way we're doing our inclusivity, but we're not sure where to start. So it looks like these kind of resources are designed to help people in that regard.
Yeah, to do exactly that, to start the conversation in areas that hasn't been started, and to give guidance on the best practice approach to really supporting our communities. And we know that it's needed, particularly Ida Hobbit reminds us of that. You know, we've seen mayors in certain municipalities who have been unsupportive in recent times of progress of pride and equality. And what this roadmap allows communities on the ground to do is to leverage a plan and a strategy so that organisations feel comfortable on the approach moving forward with clear targets and visions for them to build pride in that region or in that area. So we're really, really excited by this resource, and we think communities in regional rural Victoria will take it and will be able to utilise it to strengthen their work and what it is that they need to do. And that's, you know, I'm not a fan of the blanket, one-size-blanket-fits-all approach, and this resource really allows the tailoring of what pride and equality looks like in the regions to be done by regional Victorians rather than me living in Melbourne and saying this is what you need to do. So it's flipping the model a little bit, which is really exciting.
Fantastic. And Todd, for people who are listening, they can check out the Rainbow Ready Roadmap, which is what it's called, by going to vic.gov.au/rainbow-ready-roadmap and see the wonderful resources that have just been released today on Ida Hobbit Day. Thanks so much for your time, Todd. We look forward to seeing you soon, and take care.
And thanks, Joy, 94.9, big supporter of the movement, and, you know, we couldn't be prouder.
Thanks, Todd.